All right, my Kill Radio listeners. Hello. This is Dr. Groovy, here with you, 4:30 to 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings. And I just put on this little tune, but wasn't realizing how much of an instrumental it was, so I thought I might just kind of welcome you to my little show, Frequency and Phrenology. I was just doing some phrenology earlier on the messenger. Why do I never remember that? The messenger of Lost Souls Radio. And I really didn't find out much except for he has a little bit of a dent in the area of care for acidic type foods and drinks, things like lemons and oranges and tomatoes and things like that. There's a little bit of dent there, and he admitted to me it was true. He wasn't too fond of lemons and acidy sorts of things.
Right?
Yeah, correct, he says. So, man, does he put on a good show or what? Let's have a little round of applause. Yay! Woo! He's got this whole huge hard drive set up and, like, a spaghetti of wires and then the computer and, you know, he's got Traktor on the computer to make it sound cool, which I meant to put on my computer, but it never actually happened. So, I mean, he's got the whole setup. He's really doing good. Do you DJ over at Lost Souls, too? Okay, so you can go to Lost Souls Cafe and see him actually DJ like he DJs here, but you can see him live. That's the messenger. And
the other Vince DJs there, too, right?
Yeah. And his friend Vince DJs there, too, and he's really good, too. He's got some good chops, good DJ chops. And then as he was discussing with you, or telling you, because that's what we like to do here at Kill Radio, we like to tell you what to do, not give you an option. We're going to tell you, this is what you're doing tomorrow night, 6 to 10 p.m., you are, and I know you like this, you are going to Lost Souls Cafe, all right? And hold on, let me get the address. All right. It's 124 West 4th Street, downtown. And this is something that's going on monthly. It's the Hear Monthly Live. And so that's Sunday, April 15th. Tomorrow you can see Robert Popa, Monk Turner, Amena? I'm not sure how you say that. Obsolete Heart, Armor, and Cute Phase. And I believe there's another band playing. One Trick Pony, I think, was added as well. So you will go there tomorrow from 6 to 10. I don't care when it is. It could be 7, it could be 8, 9, whatever. Can't be 10. Better if it's 6. But you're going to go there, okay? Because I know if you're sitting at home listening to your computer, you don't have a lot to do, you need something to do, and this is a way to get out, get to meet people, see some good bands. And they're bands that have been played here on our Here show on Mondays, which is Mondays 2 to 4 p.m. with Mark and John. It's a rockin' show, too. You should listen to that as well. You will listen to that as well. And you will come and visit us tomorrow night, and you will donate to us because the donation is $5, and we could use that for our rent and new cords, maybe a new mixer, maybe some new CD players, CD recorder, turntables, I don't know. Maybe some other various sundries for the station, like cleaning. You could donate to our cause to get the carpet ripped out of here, because who knows what's growing in it. It's a terrifying situation here. Please, you have to save us. Please help us. Come to the Here Monthly Live benefit for Kill Radio tomorrow night, Lost Souls Cafe. Again, 124 West 4th, downtown. It's kind of in an alley, so don't get confused. If you're on 4th, just kind of like when you think you're about there, just look down the alley and go down the alley, okay? And I know you like the Monks, so I played you some Monks. And I know you like 12-minute songs, too, as I do. And so I'm about to play you a 12-minute song, and I might play another 9-minute song later on today, because that's what we can do here at Kill Radio. We can do whatever we want, play long songs, and talk long times. So tell me how you're doing. Give me a call. If you'd like, 213-252-0998. Again, 213-252-0998. And I will now, see, every time I talk about this, it reminds me that I need to pull up the AOL Instant Messenger. So I'm going to pull that up now, too. So thanks for listening to Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. Groovy.
sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keith 78 said on your side. I dread a sunny day, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keith 78 said on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? Where the loves and hates and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. Throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write prose and poems, the words you use should be your own. Don't plagiarize or take on loan.
Lillian in Red Oak, Texas.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, we're blessed, you know.
Oh, I'm so nervous, but I
You're nervous?
This is my first time to call you, but I just felt it was so important that
On nationwide radio.
I know, I need as much prayer as I can get.
Okay.
I told the screener that I'm 3 months from getting married. And I want your prayer. I need your prayer. My problem is I befriend complete strangers. I'm having lustful thoughts. I don't know what to do. I've really tried not to look at other men and other women. And so I need your prayer before I go into marriage. My fiance doesn't know anything about, you know, this craving, this need that I have. And I need you to help me. Get rid of this, you know, get loose of it before we get married.
Sure. How long have you been saved?
Well, I think it was back in 89. I did go to college, and a young man there approached me, and I, of course, I only thought of lustful things, but he had higher things on his mind, and he said that I needed to be filled with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Was not wanting his embrace, but Jesus's arms around me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. And ever since then, it's been just a struggle with me to lead the life and the example, and to try and turn away lustful thoughts.
Sure. Did you ever get water baptized?
Oh, no. As a child, maybe, but I don't remember. It was so long ago.
Okay. I see. We're making notes now, so just it's okay. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yes, at that time.
Filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
How do you know you were filled with the Holy Ghost?
I felt, it's a feeling I can't describe. Every fiber of my being was awake and singing and alive. And since that moment, I knew that I was. I mean, I felt like I'd been touched by God. And I even told my mother. I called her, and she knew it as well.
When?
She had a vision that I might be touched by God. And when she heard that, she screamed, and she was so ecstatic. My mother believes in visions and dreams.
Shalom.
Well, I didn't until this happened, and she was so proud.
Yeah, but, great.
Yes, but since then, even though I've had the experience,
she'll
struggle with me.
Sure, I understand. Now, a couple questions. Are you keeping yourself pure?
No, I have sex every day, and I masturbate all the time.
Okay. You don't have to be so graphic.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. Well, first of all...
Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Came out.
No, don't worry. You need to, there must be repentance, okay? Which I don't think you would have called me if you weren't ready to repent.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to be ready for the wedding, and when I wear the white dress, I know that it won't represent virginity, but...
Yes, it can.
It may, represent my soul.
Well, wait a minute. If he restores you, and the former things are passed away, and all things are become new...
I don't have sex with my fiancé.
Well, praise God. If he restores you, God restores you.
Yes.
And old things are passed away.
Yes.
And all things have become new.
Yes.
And then why won't he restore a spirit of virginity to your heart?
That's what I want.
No, I believe he's going to do it. Now listen, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them. How do they know? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. He says, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which has received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So, do you have a bathtub where you live?
Yes, I do, actually.
Great. How long have you been listening to this program?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been listening to the program?
Well, I've heard about it. I do have some friends that listen to you all the time.
So this is your first time?
But this is my first time to actually listen to the program.
All right, we're going
to
pray and believe God. You're going to be delivered, set free. Then I want you to fill up the bathtub and get in the water and get baptized.
I want to be filled.
Yeah, we're going to be filled in the Holy Ghost, and then I want you to fill the tub up with water and get baptized. Go sit in the water, get completely under, calling on the name of Jesus. Do not take a telephone or radio into the bathtub with you, please.
Okay.
Now just say this, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for shedding your blood for me.
Thank you for shedding your blood for me.
For all of my sins.
All my sins.
All my impulses and desires.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. All my impulses and desires.
All my impulses and desires.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You.
My body.
Belongs to you.
As a temple of the Holy Ghost.
The temple of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Satan.
Thank you, Lord.
No longer will I serve you.
No longer will I serve you?
Yeah, I'm talking to Satan.
Oh, no longer will I serve
you. All right, just stand right there. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for your touch in Lillian's life. Let her go in Jesus' name, every unclean, perverse spirit.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, now.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for restoring unto her
yes.
a spirit of purity and virginity.
Yes.
Filled, lady, in Jesus' name. Filled.
Fill me.
Yeah, filled.
Fill.
Filled.
Fuck me.
You know
any
by heart?
Sing
that one song you were singing about
the
little red box.
Oh, yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time. Did you forget it?
No.
Show me
hospitals.
I forgot.
Okay.
I want to remember, and I want to
still. I wish I had a little red box to put my best friends in. I take them out and put them back again.
Frequency and Phrenology with Dr. Groovy here. Hello. 5:07 in the p.m. hours. In our lovely, dark Los Angeles. Although I'm happy that the light is staying around longer in the afternoons these days because I think I've got that old, seasonal affective disorder sort of thing where it's not light outside and I just become like this little slug and I can't do very much of anything. So I wonder if you're like that too. I think there's some of us out there like that and some of us that are, you know, just fine in the nighttime. Which is funny because then I can do okay when it becomes truly nighttime. And, you know, there's things going on. I can wake up. It's true. So, but anyways, it's a little dark outside. Kind of like, you know, makes you feel like you want to kind of cuddle up in a little blanket. Maybe watch a movie. Eat some popcorn. Be all cozy with the people that you love around you. Doesn't that sound nice? This is Royksopp. In Space. Before that was some Strokes. Some White Stripes. And before that was this situation called Crystal Methodists. And what that is when I was up in Portland, Oregon, I had some friends of mine would call up various radio station talk shows, especially like more religious talk shows, and act the part of somebody. Kind of like punking, you know, the early form of punking, to be punked. And it was on the radio, and we would record them. And I never actually made one of the calls because I was still kind of young in that crowd, and you know, I was a little nervous and trying to be cool. Didn't want to, you know, fuck up in front of anyone. So I didn't do it. But I would sit there and listen to my friends making these phone calls, and I can't even tell you. I would laugh so hard that it totally felt like my throat structures were coming up into my mouth. Like, you know what I mean? The muscles were just pulling all of this stuff out of your throat area into your mouth. Like they were going to fall out. Like you were going to cough them right out. It was that hard. Tears coming to my eyes. Trying to be quiet because this was, of course, getting, you know, not only was it on the air on radio, on broadcast radio, but we were trying to record it. So anyways, so they put together a little CD and with some nice mixing of some weird music behind the calls, and such is Crystal Methodists. And so if you want to find that, you may not ever be able to because I think it was quite limited production. But hey, maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe they became very entrepreneurial and sent that around. Some Smiths, some Jane's Addiction. And I want to ask you a question. What do you think about this whole North Korea thing? Now, I might be a little behind, but as far as I understand, we being, you know, the, what is it called? The Coalition of the Willing. we wanted North Korea to stop using one of its nuclear reactors, right? And they forgot that deadline thing that they were supposed to have. And so, geez, what do you think that means? So, could it mean that it's really like there's nothing going on with that nuclear reactor and it's all a big hoopla to make North Korea look bad? And the reason why North Korea forgot to do it was because it's so dysfunctional, that one nuclear reactor, that they don't even need to turn it off because it's barely working anyway. Okay, so that's one thing I thought about. Or it could be that, okay, they truthfully are being, you know, passive-aggressive, and they don't want to turn it off, and they're like, yeah, keep making the nuclear energy so we can make bombs. But as I understand it, these reactors are about 10 years away from actually being able to produce any kind of bombs, and you can call me and counter me on that if you want to. 213-252-0998, or Kill Radio Station at the AOL Instant Messenger. So is it that? It could be that, yeah. And then, or could it be, again, just a lot of hoopla from the American side, where we're trying to make them seem bad, you know, kind of a weapons of mass destruction sort of scenario, so we can go and, like, drop some nukes on them? Because, you know, oh, they're, you know, after their due date to close down this reactor, you know, So now we've got to drop a nuke on them because they're not showing us respect and they're not doing what we say. So is that what's going on? So I'm kind of like getting a little nervous here that on Monday I'm going to wake up in the morning and find out we just dropped something on North Korea. Those poor North Koreans who like can't escape from their country. They don't have enough to eat. They don't have enough to wear. I mean, I heard a heart-wrenching story on, I think it was on KPFK, actually, about someone who went to North Korea because she had family there. And she had to be granted all kinds of permissions to go there. And then once she went there, it was, like, awful. I mean, it was, like, staged. Every step of her kind of trip there was staged, even to the extent of when she went to a church, the people who were in the church were placed. They were, like, actors that were forced to be there. They weren't paid to be there, as far as she knew or anyone else knew, but they were obviously staged. And singing at the minute they walked in and all happy. And it was just creepy. The whole story was really creepy and really sad. And she talked about how her family members who were there just were so appreciative to get, you know, just little things from their hotel, like the little soaps and shampoos and things like that, that were in their nice kind of westernized hotel. And she just gave it, you know, to her family members. And she just felt heartbroken that they had such, you know, a difficult time that this little bottle of shampoo was, like, making their day. So, you know, who should we bomb then? I mean, should we bomb them? No, what should we do? I don't know. I don't know what to do. You know, international politics really baffles me. And the interesting thing to me is how different we all think. In the sense that if you have, you know, your generic American and you put that next to your generic, say, European, and you put that next to your generic Muslim, and you put that next to your generic Chinese, and, you know, just kind of, you know, fill in the blank, it's like you have as many different opinions on a matter as you have people in the room. You know, and, you know, if we go to the core of religion, there's a lot of do unto others as you would have them do unto you in all religions. But people have started to interpret the religions only as they want to or as certain leaders of theirs want them to. And it turns into this kind of jihadist kind of, you know, this other is the enemy kind of a situation. And until you kind of, you know, can go back to the base of what your religion is saying, you know, it's going to be really hard to fight against that. And then the fight against that becomes war. And how can you, you know, it's hard to negotiate that. And until the other side kind of accepts that you are worthy of some kind of respect, it's just not going to work. You know, and for some of these people who are holding a machete and wanting to chop a head off of somebody else that is different from them, you know, you can't reason that away. So, whew, interesting time we have here in the world, eh? Pretty crazy. So I'm just wondering what's going to happen with this little North Korea situation. The other thing is that, you know, do we have enough of, you know, any kind of military to be able to go and deal with this? No. So that's the other reason why I think it's going to turn into just like a nuclear bomb dropping. Because we don't have anybody to send over there at this point. So I just hope they... And then, of course, it could just be media. Could be nothing going on. And Bush and... who is it? Is it Kim Jong-il over there? Are just talking on the phone and they're doing okay and everything's cool. And then it's just that Fox and CNN and CNBC and all these news outlets are just going crazy with the North Korea nuclear tension report, you know? So it could be like that. So who knows what's going on? So the point is, love your brother, love yourself, love your sister, you know, be cool. That's the best we can do, right? And yeah, don't be frozen, which is what Madonna was just telling us. And now Madonna has kids, so, you know, she's not too frozen. Hey, I'm Dr. Groovy on Kill Radio.
Love me. Back, nothing you got today. Blue back. cry forever. Blue Quebec inside a paper. Inside a paper. Nothing to do. What you got? Nothing to do. What you got? Blue Quebec inside a paper. Back, back, blue. Oh, oh.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I just wanted to hear that old wrench dropping. That's my favorite part of that song, because you know you're at the end and the wrench drops. Did you recognize that one? Did it sound like my voice? Because it was. Because you know how I am about playing my own music on almost every show I do. That was my band Breach. And you might be sick of hearing it by now, so I won't say anything more than that. This is Rapoon, who has... God, this is now so old, too. I think this is from, like, 99 or something. And but it's a while ago now. And it's just this... I think this is a band that was, like, a heavy metal band. But I might be getting them confused with another band. But they were, like, heavy metal, and then they decided to do, like, ambient sound. And so they went and started doing stuff like this, which is like super cool, and I should let you listen to it because it's really nifty. But I just got an email from my friend Grant, who is so sweet and has the sweetest little girl, Lola. And so I wanted to say hi to you, Grant and Lola, and I hope you guys are doing well, and Jennifer too. Some folks that I know up there in Seattle, very, very wonderful, sweet people who have dealt with my goofiness and still seem to tolerate me. So how cool is that? Before the Breach, you heard a wonderful song from Palehead, I Will Refuse. You might have recognized that singer is Ian MacKay of Fugazi and Minor Threat fame, who did a little side project, I believe, with Steve Albini called Palehead. Again, a long time ago. That was my long ago set, because then there was some Mudhoney. Not muddy, Mud Honey, right before that, with Sweet Young Thing Ain't Sweet, Sweet So More, which is kind of, I felt like it was my theme song for a while. Not that I ever really was sweet, but I guess I was kind of when I was like 5, you know, and I had the little ringlet curls in my ponytails, my 2 ponytails, one out of each side of my head. And some Bumblebees 81, that's kind of newer stuff, probably came out last year. Bumblebees 81 from Prince. Prinz, meaning P-R-I-N-T-Z, not Prince, the artist formerly known as. Can, off of Cannibalism, some Blue Bag. And that brought us back to the last time that I was opening my big trap, talking about North Korea and whatnot. So, and I thought I'd give you a quick update. I was telling some people about this... this young, baby, infant, he was 8 months old, who had a very severe malformation of his skull, and called sagittal synostosis, and he went to surgery, and he came out just fine. He's doing really well, and the parents, kudos to them for dealing with a really difficult situation for a while there, because, you know, it was a skull surgery. This kid had to go through a skull surgery at the age of 9 months. Imagine being parents, first-time parents, and seeing your little boy have to go through that. But it was cool. It worked out well. He looks a lot better. It definitely was pretty much a cosmetic thing. There aren't really definitive statistical evidence that show that there's a real problem with leaving the skull in this kind of, you know, A-frame shape. But you know how kids are. I mean, kids suck. Kids can be so rough with each other, and so you don't want to give your child any more of a reason to be the object of bad attention, right? So that's what we talked about, and so they decided to go for the surgery, which I agreed with. And there is a suggestion that it could change, you know, the mental capacity, the cognitive function of the kids. So I think it was a good idea. And, you know, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. I think they came out as a stronger couple because of it. And, you know, they already valued their son like crazy, and now they just kind of, like, think he's a Superman because he got through that. So it's all good. It's all good. So there you go. That's the update on him. And I was talking to some people about my, I had another person who had a knee injury that was a bone infection. And I don't have any updates on that one right now, so I will try to figure out what's going on with that. Let's see, is there any other good stuff to know about from the medical world? You guys know about the HPV vaccine, right? I'll tell you about that real quick. Here it is. You've probably heard about it because I think there's been some ads about it, but HPV, human papillomavirus, causes cervical cancer, okay? It's one of the places where we do know that a virus is probably the one, or at least the major causative factor for a type of cancer. So you can prevent this kind of cancer by not having sex. It's true. You could. But I know you're not going to do that. So there's this thing called HPV, which you could get by having unprotected sex with people. And if women get HPV, human papillomavirus, then it could cause their cervical cells, the cells on the end of the cervix, which is on the end of your uterus, to become pre-malignant and then progress to actual cancer. So that's why we do pap smears once a year on all women. And you boys are just, you will never know what we have to go through as women. But anyway, once a year we go in and we spread our legs and somebody sticks, you know, a wooden spatula and a little brush up into our coochie area and gets a little smear of the cervical cells and tells us whether or not we're okay. So how do you think that feels? And which is good because we have that test, and the rate of cervical cancer has plummeted since we've had pap smears. And actually a group that I was going to go with, but I can't go with them now, is going to go down to Belize, where people are not getting their pap smears and the rate of cervical cancer is really high. So I was going to try to go on that group, but not going to make it. But they're going to go, and they're going to teach people down there and get people all into doing the pap smears. So point being, there is this vaccine now that you can get, and it's actually, you have to get 3 shots to do it. And you get one at time one, 1 2 months later, and 1 4 months later, and you can guard against the types of HPV that are most likely to cause you a problem, that are most likely to cause premalignant change. So now only girls can get it, and only girls between the ages of 9 and 26. And it's really best if you have never had sex before, because then you can really know that you've never been exposed to these subtypes of HPV before. But even, it's not going to hurt you if you've already been exposed to those subtypes of HPV. It's just not going to do anything for you. It's not going to improve the situation. The other thing is, even if you get these immunizations, you still have to get your once a year pap smears. Okay, so if you have any questions, it's called Gardasil or HPV vaccine. I'll admit to you right now, I'm not totally into the idea. It's got its pros, it's got its cons, but I'm not going to say everyone needs this. I'm also a little pissed off that this was not researched in men and women at the same time, because that's absolutely ludicrous. Everyone should be able to get this immunization. They should have tested it on men and women. And it was only tested on women and only between these certain ages. And that's just, it makes me just so mad. Because everybody has HPV. And, you know, just because a girl got immunized doesn't mean that the guy that she's with isn't going to get it and give it to someone else. So there are, there is research going on right now working on males getting the vaccine and women over the age of 26. So even if you're over the age of 26, you may be able to get it sometime soon. But if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 213-252-0998. You can go to my MySpace pages, which is MySpace/Dr. Groovy or MySpace/frequency N, the letter N, phrenology, all spelled with a PH. So frequency and phrenology are spelled with PHs and N in the middle, and it's at MySpace. You can go to there, and you can contact me, and I can answer questions for you, and maybe even talk about your questions on the air like I have done before. And you can call me, and I'll give you answers real time, too, if you want. Did I say the phone number? 213-252-0998. And the AOL Instant Messenger is all one word at Kill Radio Station. Woo! I'm a talkaholic today, aren't I? All right, well, anyways, so that's the story. There's some info for you. Looks like next week the new and improved Dr. Groovy show will be going to Venice Beach and doing some filming so we can get some content up on YouTube for you folks. And hopefully it'll be fun and informative and cool and groovy and all those kind of things. And we're going to try to get that going real soon. So if you're down at Venice Beach, come find us. And if you're not, then look out on YouTube for Dr. Groovy, because she'll be coming out soon there, as I am here on Kill Radio. Cure, Rapture up next.
Open up your heart. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. When you're sad and lonely in your mind, sees you only take a chance. You can't fight it. Open up your heart. Open up your heart.
Kill Radio listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Old Frequency and Phrenology for an hour and a half of stuff I like. And maybe you like it too, but if you don't, yeah, you didn't tell me, so I just played what I wanted to play. And I said what I wanted to say, and you listened, if you stayed on. So if you did, I appreciate that, because it obviously means that you respect my tone. My voice feels comfortable to you. My musical taste is something that doesn't make you want to cringe or vomit. And so you stayed around. That's cool. I appreciate that. So keep in mind that Kill Radio has great shows 24/7. Keep on listening. Talk is Still Cheap is up next. Lots of great stuff for the rest of tonight, which is Saturday. And then Sunday, more and more great stuff. You just keep on listening, because you get live bands, you get alternative music that you can't play anywhere else, you get commentary that you can't hear anywhere else, cool news. It's just all around fun. And then of course you can go to Kill Radio's website to download shows that have been done before and archived. And generally speaking, almost any given show has its own website for you to visit and find out more information about that show. Please join us tomorrow night at the Hear Here benefit, 6 to 10 p.m. at Lost Souls Cafe, 124 West 4th Street in downtown. All of these bands and acts are bands that we played on our show Hear Here with John and Mark, because they sent us their music. You can do it too. And you can go to the Kill Radio website for the information of where to send your tunes, your performances, whatever it may be. If you come tomorrow night to Lost Souls Cafe, you can hear Robert Popa, Monk Turner, Amena, Obsolete Heart, Amor, and Cute Phase, and I believe One Trick Pony will be playing as well. So please come and join us. We'll be hanging out there because we've got our meeting right before it at Lost Souls Cafe. So any DJs listening, that's where our meeting is. And if you're a DJ in training or a wannabe, come on down. Hang out with us for a meeting. To become a DJ, you need 3 meetings, 1 consensus training, and 1 tech training. And then you can do the same thing I'm doing and mold other people's minds with your own thoughts and sounds. And doesn't that sound like an exciting prospect? It's things that we all want to do. So we have been listening to a mix ranging from Wolf Mother to Sushi Mamire, Brian Jonestown Massacre, The Rapture, The Cure, Rapoon, Breach, Palehead, Mudhoney, Bumblebees. This is Postal Service right now. Bright Eye is coming up, and then I will be signing off. It has been my pleasure to speak to you, to that ethereal nothing in front of me, and feel like I had love from millions and millions and millions. And I hope you can feel that too, even if you're not speaking into a pea green looking microphone cover. I hope you can feel all the time that you have love coming your way, because there's more love in this world than war. And if you give it, you can get it. And if you give it, and everybody starts to give it, there'll be a lot more to go. So let's try to do that. Fill it in. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. And love yourself too, because, you know, that's where it all starts. If you're hating yourself, you're not going to be able to really be kind to others. Dr. Groovy signing off. Frequency and Phrenology, my gift to you on killradio.org.
Thanks, can I follow you? So it's good. I'll meet up with the band. And